Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now he's there. We just spoke too soon.
We talked to Mayor Bass last year.
Mayor.
We brought him back and now he's been reelected. Good morning. Congratulations.
Good morning.
How are you?
Thank you.
Second term as mayor. Mm-hmm. You had served the town previously and then you ran for mayor. You won. You won again this time, beating your Democratic challenger. What was it in your first term of mayor that made you want to keep doing this?
I think it's the continuation of some of the projects that we started and on our want to see all our way through road projects that we're continuing to do. This will be our third year on our road project program, bringing the infrastructure up. We did Sarah Noble, which is our intermediate school. We did the roof project there. We're going to be doing another school roof this year, as well as town hall, and just trying to bring our basic infrastructure up to date. As well as continuing to work on our beautification process. And we're also in the process of redevelopment of our beautiful downtown here as well. So all those projects, I'd like to see those to come to fruition to keep our town, which I'd say is the best town in the USA.
Well, so you're a little prejudiced, though, Pete. Come on.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm looking at some of the just people who've lived there. This is incredible. Skitch Henderson, Charles Beard, he's an historian, Frederick March, let me see, Roger Sherman, might name be familiar, one of the signers of the Constitution, or the Declaration, Theodore White, great historian. You've had some pretty, Joan Rivers, you've had some pretty hard hitters up there.
Definitely, we have some amazing famous people, and also some just amazing regular folk.
Well
that,
said.
Come
yes,
and give to our community time and time again. It's a beautiful place to live, that's for sure.
How big is your town, Mayor?
We're about 3,000 acres. We're the largest landmass town in the state.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Huh.
We have approximately 272 miles of road, paved road, plus another 25 of what we call scenic road, which is dirt road. And we also have two lakes. You have Candlewood Lake and also Lake Warmog. And then we have the Housatonic River that kind of breaks the town in half.
That's just a good deal, really.
Absolutely.
Hey, did the completion of Super 7 help you at all?
It did help ease congestion, definitely.
No.
It did create some bottlenecks here on Veterans Bridge because now you have the flow of traffic. Actually, they used to stop at Four Corners in Brookfield. Now it's kind of moved its way up.
Okay.
But we're working with Connecticut DOT to find some additional solutions to that.
I know one of the things you campaigned on this year, Mayor, was the town's opioid crisis. Can you just discuss for us a little bit about how bad it is in your town and what steps you'd like to take to try to reduce what's become an epidemic?
So there's two ways we could look at it. We all know that this is a crisis that affects every city and town in the country. So we could either kind of just push it to the side or be very proactive, and we decided to do the latter. So I set up a task force, which includes a lot of stakeholders, our superintendent and assistant superintendent from the Board of Education, our police chief, our ambulance chief, our fire, our different types of nonprofits. And we also hired into the police department a brand new position, which is an at-risk navigator. So that person is kind of the boots on the ground. So if someone known to be have overdosed, our at-risk navigator comes on there firsthand, talks to the families, tries to get them services as well as the person.
Mayor,
it's up to the person to choose that, but we know that if you can get this person services as soon as possible, the chance for helping them to get off this addiction is much greater.
So in other words, I just want to infer here or deduce here that the problem is serious enough that you had to have personnel or just reassign personnel.
We actually added a new person, staff member, and we definitely think that this was something that needed to be addressed for the benefit of the community at large. So he's been very, Justin Colmer is his name, and he's been very successful so far. And he also helps with transitioning people that are homeless, tries to get them services and housing as well. Mm. So it's all about creating new opportunities for those less fortunate and those addicted in our town.
Talking with the mayor of New Milford, Pete Bass. Mayor, I don't know if you heard, but the governor's proposing a toll package. I don't know if you heard about that. It's big news.
When did we hear about that?
Yeah, every hour on the hour on this radio station. Is there a bridge or two in your area that would be affected by that?
No, but we have a lot of people. About 82% of our public do commute, whether it be going towards New York, Westchester County, or down to Lower Fairfield County, whether it be Wilton or Stanford. Or we've got some people that go to Waterbury. So our citizenry would be impacted by these tolls, depending on where they would be going for their job. And I personally think the tolls are something that we don't need to do.
Yay! Okay. Now, the other thing is, my question would be, as far as the town, so primarily people work out of town?
Yes.
Okay. So that's what you've got going on. There was something else I was going to ask you, and it's now slipped my mind. I know.
We do have some Fortune 500 companies that do have businesses here. Okay. One, for instance, is Kimberly-Clark.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And they have a major manufacturing hub here.
They have an outlet.
We also have Neil Tran. So we do have some global companies that are here, and we do have workers that do live here.
Right.
But for the most part, we do have people that do commute out.
I just remember what I wanted to ask you. As you know, have you gotten any money yet from the state to support and help with your roads and such?
No.
Okay, so that's still on hold.
Yes, sir.
Is that if we've had a mild winter so far, but I would think we just roll in the dice, and the longer you go without funds, you have to divert money from other areas and then replace it if and when you get the money from the state.
Right, and we've been fortunate, obviously, with the weather the way that it has been. Yeah. But we've also, in our budget, our municipal budgets, we've also been fortunate enough to properly budget for, especially when it comes to winter storms and winter maintenance. So we've been fortunate that we've been able to, with our own budgetary process, to take care of those needs.
Okay.
Sounds good. Mayor, if Ray and I come to your town, you're going to take us out to dinner. Where are you taking us?
Yeah, where?
We're going to bring us. Absolutely. What are you in the mood for?
Well, you tell us.
We got great restaurants, whatever you want to eat.
Well, give us a sample.
Yeah, give us like two examples. Either or.
Sure. So I'll give you an example. If you want, for instance, a good steak.
Yeah.
We can go to a couple of places.
Okay.
One being La Picarina.
Oh, that sounds
good. And the other one could be Cobblestones.
Oh, God. See,
Cobblestones, I think I've heard of that.
Sounds classic.
If you like Thai food, there's Thai Charm. We
you got Thai
try
food?
That.
You got everything. Yeah. For 3,000 people.
What about Italian?
Italian, we have a whole host of different spots.
See, of course.
And I'd have to name 10, I would get
you get in big trouble. We don't want that.
Yeah, don't. Just don't, Mayor.
That. Right.
No, we like having
Mayor,
you on.
Mayor, thank you for the time. We appreciate it. It was fun talking
thank
to you
again.
Thank
you very much.
Congratulations on winning again.
Here.
All right.
Maybe
it's Mayor
you will.
Pete Bass, mayor of the great town of New Milford out in Litchfield County.
You can go try some Thai if you want it.
Yeah, I'm not a Thai guy.
Yeah, well, neither am I, but I'd like to learn.
Yeah.
All right. It's 8:58 to me, too. 8:58. Or Italian. Just some nice Italian.
Yeah.
That'd be good. Angel hair, maybe.
Maybe an Italian steak.
Do you do that?
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.